When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.
Robinhood is an investing platform that helps serious investors with their financial goals by giving them the tools to run their money on their terms, so you can make power moves in your power suit, even if that power suit might be fuzzy slippers or an oversized sweatshirt. But hey, that's what makes you you. Run your money with Robinhood. Learn more on robinhood.com/podcasts. Stocks and ETFs offered by Robinhood Financial LLC. Member SIPC. Crypto offered by Robinhood Crypto LLC. All investing involves risk.
This episode is a re-airing of episode 249 that originally aired in October, which is all about executive planning for your business. I am so excited about this training that we have coming up. It's going to be August 3rd at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and I'm going to be teaching you how to go from entrepreneur to executive. This was a mandate that God gave me back in 2020, and it's allowed me to take my business from something that I was grinding and striving and hustling and working all of these hours towards to building an actual company with a solid foundation, full-time employees, that's profitable year after year, and a foundation that allowed me to buy my first commercial property in my business's name this year. So I'm not just giving you guys hypotheticals. I want to teach you everything that you need to go from being that hustler on the block to being that executive in the boardroom. And so that is coming up on August 3rd at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's live with me. The link is in the show notes for you to register. It's free. I'm going to be talking about what every business needs to have in order to beat these crazy statistics of 80% of Black-owned businesses failing within the first 18 months and 18% of all businesses failing within the first year. I'm grateful that I've been able to beat that statistic being an entrepreneur for over 5 years now, full time. And I want to teach you those foundational things. So I'm excited about the training. The link is in the show notes. And I want to replay this episode because it really just sets the foundation for the difference between entrepreneur and executive. So enjoy. Quick disclaimer, because this is a replay, anything that was happening in real time that I may have mentioned in this episode is no longer valid because this did originally air in October. But listen, share with any friends that you know that are entrepreneurs. If you're trying to really build a company and not just have a side hustle and not just have this thing that's zapping all of your time for a minimal return, send this to a friend so that they can come and join us on August 3rd as well. So without further ado, here's the episode. I love you guys. I'll talk to you next week.
You are listening to Blessed and Bossed Up, presented by Anchored Media, an entrepreneurship podcast for Christians all about how to make God the CEO of your business. Get ready to be inspired, challenged, but well-equipped to live and build your destiny His way.
Happy October. It is officially fourth quarter. This episode that you're about to listen to, I recorded it a couple of weeks ago on my YouTube channel. So if you guys are not subscribed to my channel, subscribe to the Tatum Tamia channel. I'll put the link in the description because I'm now doing my behind the scenes record with me videos on my YouTube. And that's where you guys will see me show up the most in real time. Everybody who tuned in to that live stream that I did recording this episode got to hear this show ad-free and weeks early.
And I want you who haven't heard this yet to have the same benefit, to be ahead of the game. So again, my YouTube is Tatum Tamia. I will take the link to the channel and put it in the show notes to make it easy for you to click on and subscribe. When I get to talking about business, I love it so much. And I just want to make sure everybody has everything that they need. And this episode was supposed to be, you know, usual 30 minute type of episode. This joint ended up being like 45 minutes of me going in about executive planning. So I'm actually going to break this up into two parts, because especially for those of you guys who have not done this before, it might be a lot of information, so I want you guys to be able to digest this. I'm going to break this up into two episodes. And can I actually, before we even get into it, give you a quick update? Because again, I recorded this weeks ago and I just finished the first phase of my executive planning for 2022. And my husband and I met on Friday. I'm recording this update on Sunday, the same day the episode comes out. And on Friday, we sat down and just went over all of my findings from doing this executive planning. And he presented to me all of his findings from him reviewing our financials and everything with the company. And can I just say one, I am so proud of what God is calling me to build with Anchor Media. We just continue to grow and demolish our goals. And I also have another goal that was huge for me. This was probably the top goal that I had for this year. It was something that was always top of mind, something that I always kept on the altar for God. And we accomplished it. I can't tell you what it is yet. I will. I promise you. I can't tell you what it is just yet, but I'm just on such a high. And I want you guys to really take everything that I'm explaining to you in this executive planning part one podcast, because when you're truly diligent, when you're truly working hard and not just doing a bunch of stuff, not just hustling, but when you keep your head down and you're focused on what God has called you to do, you're strategic. You're not just saved, but you're strategic with what He's calling you to do. He is going to allow you to build the business of your dreams brick by brick. The business that is going to make the impact, that's going to save millions, that's going to get people saved from going to hell and get their names written in the Lamb's Book of Life. You're going to have this huge impact, but you're also going to build a functional business that leaves an inheritance for your children's children, that gives you freedom of your time, that gives you financial freedom to be able to do the things that you've always wanted to do. So I'm just grateful being on the other side of the phase one of this executive planning. I'm just so grateful for what God has allowed us to do so far. And I'm so excited about where we're going. There's so many exciting things over here, man. And I just wanted to come in and give you guys that update to show you the effectiveness of having or the effectiveness of executive planning before we start this episode. So without further ado, here's part one to executive planning for 2022. Hey guys, welcome to another episode of the Blessed and Bossed Up podcast. Today's episode is all about executive planning for 2022. I'm really excited about today's episode. The last couple of weeks, you guys got to hear my interview with Latina. You got to hear both parts of my interview with Kyla. And so now I want to get to business. We've handled a lot of the spiritual stuff over the last few weeks, talking about spiritual warfare. We talked heavily about just obeying God and just being relentless in your pursuit of Him. We heard Kyla's story where she heavily talked about that and the things that God has her doing. And so today I want to talk a bit about business. And again, the title of today's episode is Executive Planning for 2022. If you guys have been listening long enough, I told you guys, I believe it was 2019. It was either 2019 or 2020 where God told me that He needed me to move from entrepreneur to executive. Y'all know I talk all the time about having a business meeting with God. And so this concept of going from entrepreneur to executive was birthed through this business meeting with God. And this is something that I do throughout the year. but it's really a big thing that I do around this time of year. And so back then, I was really just seeking God about what the next year held for me. And that's kind of the way that I do things is, God, what are we doing? What's the plan for next year? And I just sit, I listen. And then once he gives me the plan, I then take it and then execute it, communicate it to the team and things of that nature. So during that year, he told me, I need you to go from entrepreneur to executive. And I was like, okay, I don't know what that means. So I was looking up entrepreneur and then I was looking up executive. And we know an entrepreneur is somebody who starts a business, but I wanted to know what the real difference between an entrepreneur. Hold on, y'all, somebody outside my door. Like, sis, move. See, this is why I like doing record with me, is because y'all could see where the stuff that happens behind the scenes. I'm about to write down the timestamp so I can edit this out. Okay. So So I then went to start to look up the difference between an executive and entrepreneur. So you guys know an entrepreneur is somebody who starts a business. Now, an executive is somebody who is in the C-suite of an organization. So they could be the CEO, the CFO, the COO, the CMO. You know, these are executives. Now, when you start a business on paper, you're the CEO. Now, we know God is the CEO. Like, that's the message that is the theme of this podcast. But we can't put Jesus Christ of Nazareth on our LLC papers. So you are the executive in your business on paper and the one that's actually acting out these different tasks. And so when I looked up CEO, I want to actually read the job description for you, because this is a title that a lot of times we give ourselves, but we don't actually implement the different roles and responsibilities that goes into this title that we have. We get so caught up in whatever our business is about. So if you're a graphic designer, you may get super caught up in making graphics. You may get super caught up in marketing plans. If you're a marketer, you may get so caught up in the photography. If you're a photographer, you get so caught up in what you do, so much so that you may become more of a subject matter expert than an actual executive. And being an effective executive is how you are going to scale and grow your business. And I want you guys, if you're in a position to where you're a solopreneur and you're doing a lot of things by yourself, I don't want you to feel like this episode isn't for me, or I'm not there yet. I don't have a team. These are the things that you think about from day one. I did a podcast interview the other day and they asked me the question of, well, for those who don't have a team, what would you tell them? And my answer to that is what I will tell you today, is that you don't become an executive when you hire your first person. You're an executive once you form that business. Your name is on that paperwork. Your job has begun once you start that business. And the team and things will come, but that doesn't mean that you're relieved of the duties that are necessary to building a functional, scalable, and successful company. So if we look at the definition of a chief executive officer, and I'm just taking this from investopedia.com, a chief executive officer or CEO is the highest ranking executive in a company whose primary responsibilities include making major corporate decisions, managing the overall operations and resources of a company, acting as the main point of communication between the board of directors, and you may not have that, but this is the definition, and corporate operations, and being the public face of the company.
This episode is brought to you by IXL. In my household, education is so important, and in summer, there's still no breaks. So whether your child is trying to catch up, stay sharp like we are, or get a head start for the fall, IXL can make learning a seamless part of the summer. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning, whether they're brushing up on math or diving into social studies. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies from pre-K through 12th grade with content that's engaging, personalized, and yes, actually fun. It's the perfect tool to keep learning going without making it feel like school. I am so excited to get started with IXL. My son is getting ready to go to kindergarten, and one of the tools that his school uses is IXL for Learning. And so we are so excited to dive in this summer to prepare him for the upcoming year. This program will improve your kids' grades. It will work for any of your kids. You save time and you save money, so don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And Blessed and Bossed Up listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com. Visit IXL.com to get the most effective learning platform out there at the best price. This episode is brought to you by Indeed. One of the most frustrating aspects of hiring is finding the right person. It takes a long time, and you really want to find the right person quickly so that you can start making the progress that you want to make on your business. If you're in a similar boat and you realize that your business needs to hire somebody yesterday and you want to know how you can find amazing candidates fast, easy, just use Indeed. When it comes to hiring, Indeed is all you need. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs helps you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so that you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. When I was hiring, the process was slow and overwhelming. I wish I had Indeed. There's no need to wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/blessed. Just go to Indeed.com/blessed right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/blessed. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring, Indeed is all you need.
So as you guys can see, and I'll even actually go down and explain a little bit more. A CEO role varies from one company to another, depending on the company's size, culture, and corporate structure. Some of the roles and responsibilities include, again, making major corporate decisions, managing overall operations and resources of the company. So again, this is not contingent upon how many people you have on your team. This is something that you need to be doing from day one. And so when I had that business meeting with God and he told me I needed to switch from entrepreneur to executive, it was because as an entrepreneur, I was so focused on the grind. I was focusing on what it is that I did, and I wasn't focusing on making high-level decisions for a company that I am basically in charge of moving forward. And so the result of that was a whole switch. Now, again, this was before I had the team. This was before it was anybody else but me. And so I had to embody and start to learn what it is that was required of me as the executive in this company. And so that's what I'm going to talk to you guys about on today's episode, is how you as an executive can plan for next year in your business. I had to start off with the description of a CEO because I want to address mindset. Before we get into any of these details on what it means to plan as an executive, you have to believe that you are an executive. So y'all that are listening, say it with me. I am an executive. I'm going to say it one more time, and I'm going to say it slower so that you can say it with me. I am an executive. I said this in my interview earlier this week. Chaos just breeds chaos. So if you are operating in a chaotic way before you have the team, before you have the employees, before you have the revenue even that you want to reach, you're just going to create a chaotic business. You're going to create a business that the second a thunderstorm happens, everything is going to tumble. You're going to create a business that doesn't have the ability to pivot with the times because you didn't take the time to build a solid foundation. And so that's why we're talking about this today. I want you to get into the executive mindset so that you can effectively plan for what 2022 looks like. Now, this is a time of year when I do this, and that's why I wanted to talk about it on the podcast, because I'm not one of those people that believe that you should start planning for the new year in December. I feel like in December, you should be resting and spending time with your family and eating good food and putting your feet up. December is not the time to be in hyper grind mode. It's time to rest. I think the holidays in general are a great time where we should just spend time with our families. And also, if you're just starting to plan in December, you're already moving in a chaotic way because you're in a rush. And I'm one of those people, I believe when you do things quick and in a rush, you make a mess and you make preventable mistakes. So that's why I do that in September, like around August and September, I start to make the pivot. But when it comes to executive planning for your business in 2022, I want you to take a look at 5 key areas of your business. Now, this is one of those episodes where I'm going to need you to have notes. I'm going to need you to have a pen and pad, because I'm not preaching. I'm giving you strategy on how to set your business up for success in the new year. So we're going to cover 5 core functional areas of your business that you need to consider as you're planning for the new year. The first one is your overall vision and strategy. The second one is your marketing. The third one is your finances. Now, these are in no particular order, by the way. The fourth one is your HR and operations. And then the last one is your technology and equipment. Now, this aspect of planning is what I like to call evaluation. I break things up into phases. Again, when you really take your time to do things, you're able to do them well. So this phase that we're going to be talking about today, and maybe in other episodes, I'll talk about the other phases, but we'll just start here. This phase is the evaluation phase. And this is what I want you to start doing now. Before you get into planning, you need to evaluate where you are. So that way we're not just pulling things out of thin air or guessing or doing based off of what everybody else is doing. You need to evaluate where you are. So again, going to these core functional areas, the first place we're going to start evaluating is your overall vision and strategy. First of all, do you have one? If you don't have one, this is where business meetings with God come in. Like I told you before, when I'm in this phase of planning for the new year, I always sit with God. What are we doing? Today is Wednesday and tomorrow, Thursday, it's on my calendar that is a business meeting with God. I've done a lot of the things that I have listed here. And so I need to go sit down with God to figure out what are we doing in 2022. So this is where you do that. Have that business meeting. If you don't have our devotional, I suggest getting it. But overall, this is where you sit down and you pray, you set the atmosphere, you quiet your thoughts, you go somewhere with a pen and a pad. You're sitting, you're chilling, and you're asking God with a blank page, what are we doing in 2022? And that's the vision that you use as the foundation for your planning once we get to that point. If you already have some type of vision, now that's the vision as far as what you get in prayer, but you also should have some type of strategic plan or some strategic vision for your business. This is something that we created in 2020 for Anchored Media. This was again in that year of me transitioning from an entrepreneur to executive. My husband and I were out of town on a trip for my birthday / baby moon, and we were in a new environment, this really nice resort. So we just sat down and brain dumped, what is the vision for Anchored Media? We talked about the company culture. Again, this is before any employees. We talked about the company culture. We talked about the what the office would look like. Like, we just use this as a pressure-free opportunity to think big. We started thinking about in 5 years, where do we want to go? What do we want to do? And all of that stuff is written out in our strategic plan, in our strategic vision. And one of the things that came out of that, of course, was our company culture. And it really hit home for me. And I talked about this on a previous episode when we had our retreat recently. And so now we have this team of 7 people. Our team was not this big at all. I had an assistant, I think, at that time, but that was it. And so I'm sitting at our retreat looking at this team, and my friend Tish, who is an expert at company culture, she asked, like, what is Anchored Media's culture? And I kind of ping the question over to the team. Like, well, let me not ask that. What do y'all think the company culture is? And the things that they started to communicate were the same things that were listed in this vision that we wrote down before they were even a part of the company. And so it was really a full circle moment for me, because it just showed me the importance of making sure that you have this stuff written down so that you can then act it out as you're building this company. Even when it comes to how we want to Anchor Media to be positioned, we want it to be the go-to company that people went to for building and monetizing podcasts. And so a lot of the things that we do, a lot of the services we create, a lot of the marketing strategies we have, a lot of the topics that we talk about, whether it's YouTube or our blog that's on our website, all of these different things. If you go to anchoredmedia.com, it's a lot of stuff on there about podcasting, but all of these various decisions that happen in the rest of the company are a result of this vision and strategy being established and being written down. Now we know, and it's not just a one-year thing. I suggest doing something in like 5 years and like 10-year increments, something that's short-term and something that's long-term. We're playing a long game. I'm trying to build a media conglomerate. That is going to take a very long time. And I'm okay with that. But I need to have some type of vision and strategic vision written down so that I'm able to go year after year in a way that's built into the ultimate objective. So that's the first place I want you to look at, is your strategic vision and strategy. If you don't have one, first, have that business meeting with God so that he can tell you the big picture. If you do have one, I want you to evaluate it and compare it to what you've actually been doing from January 1st to today. Are your key performance indicators, KPIs, being met? Are you off? Are you on track? Where are you? Evaluate it so that you can make adjustments for the rest of the year, and that you can also make adjustments for what you're going to start doing in the new year. And again, even after you get the big vision from God, you still need to have something written down so that you have it on paper where your company is going. The second place that I want you to visit during this evaluation period in your business is your marketing. Listen, marketing is the vehicle that drives sales. You can't just look at followers and engagement rates and reach and all of these vanity metrics. You can't just look at those things without looking at how they contribute to the bottom line. Did you make money from the effort that you put in? Do you have a strategy at all? Or are you just posting every day hoping that something sticks? A lot of times it's you get to the place where you realize, okay, I need a marketing plan, a marketing strategy. Something that we do with Anchor Media that I'll give you, that I hope you guys do as well. We have a marketing plan and a strategy. Every month we evaluate where we're at. So we had a meeting today going over, and again, right now it's September. I think this episode, when it comes out, I'm not sure where we'll be in the, as far as months go, but we had a meeting today going over all of our August numbers. We look at everything. Where are we at? Where are we at in comparison to our plan and our goals? How can we adjust going into the next month? We don't need to get to the end of the year and realize that we've been getting it wrong January through December. If we could realize that in February, that January we got it wrong, we can make the adjustment to get it right month after month going forward. So some of you guys may just need to develop a marketing plan. Now, with any of these things that I talk about, if these are not your area of expertise, find somebody who is an expert in this area who is able to then serve your business in this way. They don't have to be an employee. It can be an expert, a contractor that you have come in and help create these things for you. You can go to a marketing agency and say, hey, I need a marketing plan. You may realize after you do this evaluation of your marketing, you may realize this is an area that I really need to invest in. And then you can then go and interview with different companies and have discovery calls and consultations to see what company or what person is going to be the best fit for you. And then find out how much they cost. And then you can budget for that. And a great thing, because we're doing this so early, months in advance, you can start financially planning for what you then need to invest in the new year. You're not realizing in December that you need to hire a marketing company, and now you got to come up with $5,000 or whatever within a couple of weeks. Now you're in advance, that you're so far in advance to where you can appropriately plan for whatever it is that you need.
I hope y'all took your notes. That wraps up part one of executive planning for 2022. Make sure that you are subscribed, that you rate the show. And again, subscribe to my YouTube channel, Tatum Tamia, and we'll be back for part two next week. See ya.
For pros, Purdy is a trusted partner, faithfully by your side with handcrafted brushes and other premium painting tools for any job. Purdy is a partner that'll never let you down. Purdy, the number one brand preferred by pros. 2021 In Paint Magazine Brand Preference Survey. Brush and roller categories May, June issue.
The post-workout glow at Planet Fitness doesn't just feel great. It feels 80s pump-up jam great.
Because when you got the glow, there is no stopping what you want to do.
And now when you become a PF Black Card member, your glow can be even greater with a free Amazon Halo Fitness Tracker.
Get the glow!
Get the PF Black Card for zero enrollment and just $24.99 a month. Bring a friend, enjoy massage chairs, and get a free Amazon Halo View. Deal ends November 15th. Subject to taxes, fees, and commitment. See club for details.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper. Distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.